This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
One of the things I'm supposed to work on is Christian music, contemporary issues, music issues. And I started a section, I haven't been able to get back to it for 3 months, on contemporary worship lyrics analyzed, and then the sources that they come from and what those sources are teaching in other areas. This is what we do here at CARM, is we document things like this. It's a major necessary area, but you need this kind of thing. You need documentation to demonstrate this is bad stuff. Here's the lyrics. This is what Bethel is saying. This is what this church is saying. This is what they've done. And it's coming out of that. And by supporting their music, you're supporting them and their heresies. Can't do that. This is what needs to be done. And I have no problem saying it to an individual in an email, face-to-face, social media, or radio.
Number 5.
The COVID vaccine, are they the mark of the beast?
No. Vaccines are not the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is an agreement with the Antichrist and subjugation to his system when he takes over.
Is that spiritual or physical, Matt?
Well, I would say both, that it's a spiritual subjugation but also a physical one. And the mark, the forehead, or the right hand. There's some interesting debate about who he will be. I've written about him on CARM. He seems to be a homosexual. He might be Muslim, some say. I haven't studied that one, but that's an interesting theory. And he will probably suffer a severe head wound, but will be, so to speak, resurrected. There's something miraculous going to happen with him, that people are going to join to believe in him.
Number 4.
So let me make this official. And so this is an official statement I'm going to make. If you hold to oneness theology regarding the denial of the Trinity, and you hold to the oneness doctrine of the true denial of the incarnation of the Word permanently in flesh, and if you require baptism for salvation, and if you require it in quote-unquote in the name of Jesus, you cannot be a true Christian, and when you die you'll go to hell, because you're believing in a false God, ultimately a false Christ, and ultimately from that a false gospel, and they need to repent.
Amen.
Number 3.
Who Jesus was referring to when he talks about not only these people, but also a flock of another fold, they will also hear his voice.
He was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's Matthew 15:24. A lot of people don't know that. Now, does it mean that they're not true believers, or does it mean they're led astray and they're true believers in the covenant God? But because the Jews rejected the Messiah, then we were grafted in, because they broke the covenant requirements.
Okay.
So that's why then Jesus is propitiation for our sins, not only ours, but the sins of the whole world, not just the Jewish people, but all peoples. That's how we understand that. That's the biblical context. So when he says in John 10, I have other sheep which are not of this fold, I must bring them also, it certainly seems to be the sheep of the Gentiles.
Number 2.
Why do you think some people are born gay?
If they are with those tendencies, then it's because of the nature of sin in the world. Just like someone can be born with certain tendencies to like something or dislike something else. I don't have a problem theoretically with people being born with certain tendencies towards varying degrees of sin. But to say that it's natural because I'm born this way is a huge, huge logical blunder. Because if someone is born whatever way they are, then whatever they say they're born as means it's okay. And what if you're born to be a murderer? What if you're born to be a liar? So this kind of stuff doesn't work. It's an extremely bad argument. And so what we would say is that we don't just submit to our feelings and our passions. Animals do that. And so when people say, look, I was born this way, I'm going to submit to my passions, then you're just dropping yourself to the level of an animal. And so what we humans do, what we people do, are made in the image of God, is we know that there's right and wrong, and we follow right and wrong.
Number 1.
The only way critical race theory wokeness can have any foothold in the church is when the leadership takes their eyes off of Christ and the Word of God and puts it onto secular thinking and secular ideas. If that becomes an issue in your church of, well, we have to focus on the fairness. Who's the standard of fairness but Jesus? How are you going to establish the standard in society of what is right and wrong? I'm not guilty of white supremacy because I had to work my tail off to get where I'm at, and I still have to work very hard, and I'm in my 60s. And so what white privilege? I don't know anything about white privilege. I've had to work. I know lots of people. They work very, very hard. And what we have to be taught in society is to work hard, and we need to be taught there's only one race, the human race, and we take different shapes, sizes, and colors. And that's the attitude we've got to be taught in church.
You guys give up, or you're thirsty for more?
And now, the end is near.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
I always trust a guy named Matt Smith on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.